may have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway, filling up with gasoline, Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over luxury's disappointment. So he walks over and he's trying to sympathise with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. In the Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. In the cheese pavilion, the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. Mixing pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment for my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the Great Leap Forward. Jumbo sales are organised, pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists or sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the Great Leap Forwards. One leap forwards, two leaps back. Will politics get me in a sack? Waiting for the Great Leap Forwards. For the pops to draw in a dial, you're waiting for the Great Leap Forward. If no one out there understands, start your own revolution and cut out the middleman. Waiting for the Great Leap Forward.